On the bustling streets of Havana, people continue to talk about the social media network Zunzuneo, Cuban slang for hummingbird. The Twitter-like text messaging service operated for 2 years and had tens of thousands of cell phone users. Ernesto Guerra is a former client.
It was a very noble service. You would log on and you could write 140 characters and hit send. It was free of charge.
But his friend Sayimi Reyes, another user, said she often had doubts about the service.
Sometimes I would wonder where this is from. Where does the money come from? Because all this for nothing wasn't possible.
According to the Associated Press, the idea was to build up a large social network through targeted text messages, allowing Cubans to communicate with one another and later to push messages which USAID hoped would encourage dissent. AP says it obtained more than 1,000 pages of documents from contractors about the development of Zunzuneo. One memo read, quote, "There will be absolutely no mention of U.S. involvement," unquote. Fulton Armstrong was working for the Senate Foreign Relations Committee at the time.
It's true that every agency of the U.S. government, including unclassified programs, want to protect certain details on who they're working with and all of that. But this was far beyond. We were told we couldn't even be told in broad terms what was happening because, quote, people will die.
USAID Zunzuneo project manager Joe McSpeeden refused to talk when asked if the project was a covert operation. White House spokesman Jay Carney also rebuffed such allegations.
USAID is a development agency, not an intelligence agency. Suggestions that this was a covert program are wrong. Congress funds democracy programming for Cuba to help empower Cubans to access more information and to strengthen civil society. These appropriations are public, unlike covert action.
Carney also says that this was discussed in Congress and reviewed by the Government Accountability Office.
GAO reviewed this program in detail in 2013 and found that it was conducted in accordance with U.S. law and under appropriate oversight controls. In implementing programs in non-permissive environments, of course the government has taken steps to be discreet. That's how you protect the practitioners and the public. This is not unique to Cuba.
USAID says the Zunzuneo project was backed by a three-year grant totaling about $1.2 million. It says its purpose was to create a platform for Cubans to speak freely among themselves. Philip Brenner is a Cuba expert at American University.
Countries around the world are telling the United States that they worry about the NSA snooping. This potentially compromises legitimate USAID humanitarian actions because they'll be afraid that you let USAID into the country and they'll be doing covert actions.
The grant funding the program ended in September 2012. In Washington, Mariama Diallo, VOA News.